Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. It is Wednesday, and we're joined by a man who was not checked for sticky stuff, thus did not drop his pants like Sergio Romo last night. He is Robert Wanowski the Eighth. What's up, Woj?
Well, well, welcome back to the City of Champions. Look who's back on the map.
Damn right, baby. We knew it all along.
Guess who doesn't suck at luck anymore? Detroit. Hello.
Fade for Cade. It worked.
I was up all night, Stoney, breaking down film, celebrating for the Detroit sports fans, and whew, what a moment that was. Stoney and Jansen, did you do a little fist pump if you were watching live?
Yes. I was very excited. It was laborious to watch the longest pregame show of all time, but hey, it certainly was worth it.
What did your film study tell you?
My film studies tell me that they're not going to get a generational star, but they're going to get somebody, I would say, and I'm, you know, probably Cade Cunningham, but who knows with Troy Weaver. He likes to pull a little twist here and now and then, but they're going to get somebody that I think at least as good as last year's number one, Anthony Edwards for Minnesota, who turned out to have a pretty good rookie season, and perhaps somebody even better than that, if in fact it's Cade Cunningham. I will say this. That Troy Weaver guy, who we're getting to learn here, he can be a clever one. I wouldn't automatically pencil in Cade Cunningham. I'm still intrigued by Evan Mobley, 7-footer with a 7'4" wingspan who can protect the rim, defense. He could make the Pistons into a pretty good defensive team. I still think it's going to be Cade Cunningham because he'll probably, you know, test and grade and everything else very well. But who knows? At least they have options.
Yeah, you know, we talked to Rashad Phillips and Troy Weaver, and they both, because I asked Troy what Rashad said about the comp for Cade Cunningham, and Grant Hill's a pretty good comp from what everybody seems to say. If you could guarantee me he's going to have a Grant Hill Piston career minus the injuries, I'd sign me up. I wouldn't even care about the other guys.
No, I would too. And the comp is also not a negative one, but the one thing they say about Cade is he's slow sometimes to take charge in a game. Does he have that, I don't know, Trae Young, alpha male, cut your heart out mentality? They watched a lot of Oklahoma State games, and he was very good down the stretch, but sort of eased his way into games. And that's not necessarily a bad trait. I sort of feel like that's how Grant Hill was, too, at times, if we're going to continue that comparison. Well, but it was – and, Stoney, please tell me, when they won the pick last night, at that moment, you didn't pull a Sergio Romo, did you?
And no. No, my daughter was in this room, so I couldn't, even if I wanted to.
Otherwise, you would have.
Okay. Yes. Is that how you guys always celebrate?
Yeah. Dad, you're not going to do that again, are you?
Hey, Woj, I got a question for you. I don't know if you heard this earlier. the last time a Detroit team selected an Oklahoma State player in the first round. Who was that, huh?
That would be little Barry Sanders.
You got Brandon the same Pettigrew, one baby. I got wrong.
Oh, you tricked me. That's not fair.
He's pulling that joke on everybody that walks through the door or calls in today.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I guess I should have known that was coming. Dang. Mm-hmm. But, no, it was, honestly, and 'cause just we've been so moribund here in Detroit lately with sports. I was actually stunned when it finally happened.
Me too.
I mean, isn't that ridiculous that the most stunning, thrilling recent sports moment in Detroit is that? But it's fine. I think it's beginning. The sucking at luck is over. I think.
Well,
maybe.
We don't want to suck at luck, but we don't want to suck on the field or the court either. Do you feel like Detroit sports are turning to the positive?
You know what? Jansen, I was saying this the other day, and I think even me and Little Rieger did a topic on it. Even before the draft lottery, don't just start to find. I think they've all crested, or what's the bottom of cresting? Hit the bottom and are on the way up. And I say that based on small. That I think it's pretty clear now that the Tigers do have really good, are going to have really good young starting pitching. Casey Mize is going to be really good. We like what the Lions are doing. We love what Steve Yzerman is doing, although it hasn't shown up on the ice yet, but collecting. And now, I do think, now, standards are pretty low right now. We'll see what kind of, I mean, people would be ecstatic if the Lions went 6-11 this year, right?
Right.
Ecstatic, yeah. Maybe, but we still have a long, long ways to go, but I think there are signs across the board that maybe we're through the worst of it.
Yeah. Now, look, unless Cunningham, if they do take him, is absolutely incredible from the get-go, this is not, I don't think, a playoff team next year. We have to hold ourselves in check. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree. But look at the Final Four in the NBA right now, and you can say, oh, it's a fluke. It was a condensed season, and all the stars, LeBron, and Anthony, everybody got injured, and all. But the four teams that are in there now never, ever are in there, generally speaking. Just 2 years ago, Phoenix lost 63 games.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple years ago, Milwaukee didn't have a winning season for like a decade and a half. And you say, well, yeah, but they got lucky. They hit it big. Did they hit it big, or were they just – they drafted Milwaukee drafted the Greek Freak, 15th?
Yeah.
Trae Young was fifth pick, but outside of that – Atlanta got Kevin Huerter,
right.
Red Velvet, a 19th pick. You don't – I mean, luck helps, and the Pistons finally got some. But that's not all it takes. I mean, unless
no,
you
I know, because
LeBron James.
Right, like you mentioned Young and Giannis, they didn't make the playoffs their first year. So that's all I'm saying. Even if Cunningham is really, really good, I just want to anticipate – I don't know, people don't think, oh, we're a playoff team right away. There's still some good teams in the East that some underachieved this past year.
Oh, no, that's true. I guess I don't mean make the playoffs right away.
Right.
I think a big change, a big turnaround pretty quickly.
Yeah. Hopefully. So we asked Troy Weaver this, and we've had some callers call in and suggest this, that he market that number one pick. Is there anything that you would take to market that number one pick, or are you just so excited about having the number one overall pick, you're keeping it?
Who do you trust, Troy Weaver or Woji? Come on, please.
I've known you longer.
Right?
So Troy Weaver.
Yeah, I would market the number one pick. I would. And I'm one of others, so I'm not going to be fake about this. I watched during the season. I remember a few times saying, ooh, is Cade Cunningham all that? Like, ooh, must see TV, turn it on, and he had like 2 points at halftime of an Oklahoma State game and whatever. So I would market him, depending on obviously what you could get. Here's the thing, because the top four or five all are sort of considered similar in that group of elite level, I don't know if there would be a gigantic market for one team to want to jump up to number one.
No, unless his former team decides to trade 16 first-round picks that they have in the next 5 years for number one.
Oh, that's Oklahoma City does have, I think, 18 over the last six years.
Something like that.
That's unbelievable. No, I mean, listen, I don't think this is a lock solid dead set. You just got your, like I said, LeBron or Zion or whatever. But so that would reduce the trade market. But it's just think of the possibility. Do you know how many here on sports radio, do you know how many trade rumors we can hatch in the next month and a half?
Oh,
Valeni is already in his laboratory stirring up trade rumors that can't happen.
Well, he was already trying to campaign for Ben Simmons to come here next year.
Yeah. I mean,
Simmons for the number one pick.
For the number one pick?
I'm kidding.
No,
come please. On.
No. I mean, I'm not opposed to a Ben Simmons move because people have been reclamation projects before, but I wouldn't give up that much.
I was just going to say, I think Valenti is going to say that he would not trade this pick.
No, there's no way.
I wouldn't either.
Because he's big on Cade. And we'll hear it later. He orchestrated David to do a little prayer for Cade. We'll hear that coming up next.
They pulled it off, yeah.
I know.
They did. They got divine intervention. Mm-hmm. And and the other thing, too, somebody was saying Golden State has the fifth and eighth picks, I believe. I'm correct, or 5th and 11th, something like that. Would you do two Golden States for the number one pick?
No.
It's 7 and 14, no.
Oh, 7 and 14, then definitely not, no. Because outside of the top five, or even top four, but outside of the top five, it supposedly drops off fairly precipitously, which is why, of course, we here in Detroit figured the Pistons would drop to 6. And they didn't. We don't suck at luck.
Well, Oklahoma City is 6. I think they have 14 as well. So, yeah, whatever. They have 3.
The only thing I would say, the wild card in this, obviously, is Troy Weaver. This is the best way I can describe Troy Weaver, who we like so far in the first year as GM. He likes to do things.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, maybe that's simplistic, but he likes to learn all the options and then and then do things, and he does things. Now, maybe this one is a simple one. Just stick there with Cade, but we will see.
Yeah, so Oklahoma City is 6-18. I don't think I'd do that.
No.
What was that one, Sony?
6-18 is what Oklahoma City is.
Oh, no, please.
No, I'm not going to do that. Real quick, did you watch the end of the Western Conference final last night? That was incredible. That was incredible.
That was incredible, and kudos to Jeff Van Gundy, not Stan, Jeff, for knowing immediately when Phoenix threw in the DeAndre Ayton, the alley-oop dunk to win it, sort of at the buzzer, immediately, didn't you think, oh, that's basket interference that was already in the rim, and he just smushed it, and immediately Van Gundy said, there's no on out-of-bounds,
right.
Alley-oop, and I'm like, holy crap, they did pull it off.
Yeah, they did a great job, and I agree with him also that rule on the replay for the Booker when he lost the ball.
Out of bounds.
Yeah, it did kind of touch his hands last, but that was ridiculous, I thought.
No, I disagree completely. I really do. Okay. Who made the play there?
The Beverly,
right? Who
made
the play?
Beverly.
Yeah. The defensive player. Yeah. Shouldn't he be rewarded?
Yeah.
I guess.
Who touched it last?
Right, he knocked the ball out. Devin Booker was careless with the ball. Defensive player knocked it out.
That's
why,
a good point.
Why you just hand it back to the offensive player?
That's a very good point, and that's why you're Wojo. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Yes. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Playing the lottery number 7.
Cade. Who's gonna have a better? Who's gonna be better this year? Cade in Ann Arbor or Cade in Detroit?
Oh, look at Stoney. You think I'm answering that question? You're full of crap.
All right. We'll talk to you later. It's Wednesdays with Wojo, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.